Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Berawal dari kegemaran akan buku fiksi, warga Sydney keturunan Indonesia, Annie McCann, mencoba-coba menulis karya sendiri dan kini meluncurkan novel petualangan praremaja dengan karakter yang mencerminkan identitasnya, yaitu keturunan suku Sunda beragama Islam yang tumbuh besar di kawasan Sydney Barat. Novel perdana Annie yang bergenre fantasi petualangan ini diberi judul My Harimau King. Jalan ceritanya terkait erat dengan legenda Prabu Raja Siliwangi yang konon juga dikenal memiliki wujud harimau.
Our main character namanya Sumaya Jackson tinggal di Parramatta. And dia ada sepupu, ada teman-teman. Her life is great. You know, tiap hari masuk sekolah, nongkrong sama teman, naik sepeda. It's very simple for her. But tiba-tiba saudara Sumaya ada berantem terus. Her uncle and her mom, they used to be really close. Suddenly, every day they're fighting about something that they don't seem to understand why. The adults are saying, oh, kalian masih kecil, so we're not going to talk to you about this. It just goes on and on from there. And the next thing you know, mysterious objects show up and people start to disappear and really mysterious things happen. And next thing you know, after being told not to touch something, Sumaya and her friend and her cousin touch it and they discover that they find themselves in a time travel situation where they are transported back to Pajajaran, which is Jawa Barat, in Indonesia. So this is a time travel, urban fantasy, folklore, mythology, a middle grade story for children, as I said, as young as 9.
Di dalam novel ini terkandung berbagai elemen seperti kepercayaan-kepercayaan dan legenda mistis Indonesia, khususnya Jawa Barat, mulai dari benda-benda pusaka sampai makhluk babi ngepet. Namun identitas Muslim karakter utamanya pun digambarkan sangat kuat.
Waktu saya tulis buku ini, I saw a lot of myself in Sumaya Jackson's characters. I am mixed Indonesian Australian. Bapa saya orang Australian, orang bule, turunan Irish, and ibu saya dari West Java, Indonesia, Jawa Barat, Indonesia. So I'm mixed, and that's Sumaya Jackson as well. She's mixed, and she's unapologetically Muslim. She holds her faith very close to her heart, like me. At the same time, she understands that where she came from, so her roots, and she learns this as she goes, her roots are different from who she is. Because for me, being turunan Prabu Raja Siliwangi, my ancestry is Hindu. So whilst I'm not Hindu, and whilst I don't follow that particular faith, and I don't follow mythology and things like that, it is part of my roots, part of my ancestry, and just understanding that it's there, understanding that that's where you came from, and just having that respect and knowing that that's your background doesn't mean that that's exactly who you are today because you're a Muslim. It was very important for me to share that in the book. It's not that it was contradictory, so to speak, that obviously the faiths are different, but for Sumaya, it was understanding who she was, who she came from, and also being unapologetically who she is today. That was very important for me. And also, I find mythology fascinating. Saya suka banget legenda-legenda Indonesia, like Indonesian mythology and folklore. It's so rich and fascinating. And being Australia's neighbors, I was like shocked, you know, saya masuk ke toko buku, nggak ada buku legenda-legenda Indonesian, you know.
Annie memang akrab dan tertarik dengan identitas Indonesianya. Namun, karena ia dibesarkan di Australia, tentunya menulis cerita dengan elemen tradisi Jawa Barat yang sangat kuat memiliki tantangan-tantangan tersendiri, seperti dari segi bahasa dan representasi legenda, termasuk tokoh Prabu Raja Siliwangi itu sendiri. Dalam proses menulis ini, ia banyak dibantu oleh sanak keluarga dan juga riset langsung ke situs-situs di Jawa Barat.
Waktu saya mulai research for this, susah banget cari informasi because a lot of the information you can't find in books. I had to rely on pantun through my family. So, you know, a lot of consultation with my mom, a lot of consultation with her brother who, you know, has passed away since I spoke to him about this. My cousins as well in Indonesia, because saya pulang ke Indonesia tahun 2023. Kumpul-kumpul sama my cousins and my cousins know the stories. It's stuff that we grew up with. And just consulting with them, even because in this book, ada bahasa Sunda as well, not just bahasa Indonesian, it's bahasa Sunda. And I wanted to make sure we got that correct because you can't do Google Translate Bahasa Sunda. So it was a lot of consultation with my mom and my cousins and my uncle, who are all Turunan Prabu Rajal Siliwangi. Even going to Pura Parahyangan in Bogor, I was taken there to have a look. And that's a very sacred temple. We didn't go inside, but we had a look around the whole area and, you know, where he was last seen and, you know, the stories of the locals. And I even spoke to, you know, the caretakers of the place there. And they gave me a lot of information and a lot of stories that the locals sampai sekarang masih percaya. Oh, ada maung harimau. Oh, itu pasti spirit Prabu Raja Siliwangi. And these are local Muslim people who truly believe that that is the sound of Prabu Raja Siliwangi. So it was a fascinating research journey that you couldn't do online. Cariin buku, nggak ada buku tentang ini di sini. Di Australia nggak ada buku tentang ini. Ke library, ke toko buku nggak ada sama sekali. Even mythology, the closest you get is like Hindu mythology. And even then, there's a little bit of a difference between the Indonesian story and the Hindu belief. So they had, you know, we had to make sure we had that distinction. But it was nothing better than consulting with my family and having that time with them and hearing firsthand what the family knew. And then from the locals directly in Pura Parahyangan in Bogor as well. Yeah. I even went to Batu Tulis in Bogor as well. It was so good. My big challenge, because as a writer, as an author, you have creative license, so you can make whatever you want up in fantasy. But my biggest challenge was I wanted to implement and infuse Prabu Raja Siliwangi into the story. It was very, very important for me that he was like a centerpiece of the story. But he's also a real person. He was my ancestor. He was somebody who lived a life. And you have to be very careful when you implement or cross over fiction and nonfiction or real people into a fantasy story. There needs to be that high degree of sensitivity and respect, because even if maybe some of the information might not, like someone might not agree with it, vast majority of what you share is as accurate as you understand it and as accurate as you know. And, you know, I didn't know how he looked. I didn't know how he sounded. I can only go with portraits that people have depicted of him. And so that was basically what I went with to describe him. But I don't know how he sounds. I've never met him before. So my sort of thought process was, look, you treat him with respect. You treat him with dignity and you weave his story as you've been told it through your family.
Selain kaya akan referensi tentang budaya Indonesia, My Harimau King juga menghadirkan adegan-adegan khas kehidupan anak muda di Sydney, khususnya Sydney bagian barat, seperti mengudap jajanan khas burger daging unta dan menjalani ujian khas sekolah di Australia.
Sumaya Jackson tinggal di Parramatta, and if you're like me and you sering baca buku, especially ones that are set in Australia, you never find one that's set in Parramatta. If you're lucky to find one that's set in Sydney, it's always Kota Sydney or Sydney Utara. Tapi nggak ada daerah Sydney Barat. It was very important to me as somebody who lahir hidup di Western Sydney, kerja di Western Sydney. It was very important to me that I wanted to put that on the map, just like Jawa Barat. You know, representation matters. This is something that I'm very passionate about. And I wanted this book to not just put Western Sydney on the map for international readers and to see Parramatta and Auburn and, you know, the Western Sydney that no one really knows, but to also connect with the local people here so they can feel seen and they can feel connected to a story. But it's a very, very Sydney book, as you said. You know, Sumaya tinggal di Parramatta sama teman-teman, mereka naik kereta dari Parramatta ke Auburn, makan camel burgers, makan kebab, one of my favorite pastimes, and then they come home and then the whole adventure starts in their own backyard in a tin shed. Like, it's very Australian setting, very, very Parramatta setting. Initially, like when I first started writing My Harimau King, in my head I was thinking the kids were in an attic and they found this box, and then baru sadar, the Australian nggak ada attic, they have tin sheds. So that's why it was important to have very Australian, very Western Sydney representation. I realized I watch a lot of American TV or I read a lot of books that are set in America, and that's why I was thinking attic. And I was like, no, hang on, we don't have that here. So that's why it was a tin shed.
Melati Lem adalah pemilik Melby Rose Publishing yang menerbitkan buku My Harimau King. Melati bertemu Annie karena keduanya memiliki kegemaran membaca buku. Melati menyambut baik novel perdana Annie karena menurutnya novel tersebut menghadirkan referensi budaya Indonesia yang tidak banyak ditemui di bacaan untuk usia praremaja atau middle grade.
It was her story as well as a lot of, I guess, the stories of a lot of Indonesians who have grown up in Australia or Southeast Asians who have grown up in Australia. So yeah, I just love that she was able to talk about both cultures and growing up in both cultures and finding her roots and finding her background as well and looking into her cultural background and identity. And that's what mainly drew me to that story. I think it's one of coming home and finding yourself and also recognizing what's important to you, as well as just being a really great adventurous read and fun read. So I think it's something that will appeal to a lot of children. And the target audience is middle grade audience. So that's typically around the ages of 9 to 12 years old.
Dina Indra Safitri melaporkan untuk SBS Siaran Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.